朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
All of you come to receive the preaching.
你们各位都能来这里听讲道。
But some pay attention to it.
但有些人呢就很注意，很小心的注意听。
Some don't.
有些人不太在乎。
Some care.
有些人很在乎。
Some don't.
有些人不太在乎。
That shall divide the speed of a spiritual growth.
这就是一个决定你在属灵里头长大的速度的一个因素。
That should decide that you grow healthily or not.
这就可以决定你是不是很健康的在那儿长大。
And that also dictates whether you know this king or not.
你在那里也决定你是不是真的认识这位国王。
Let's move on to the next frame.
我们再看下一个。
Soon. You know, my wife asked me, how many times do you want to preach on that? I said, well, I hope I can preach it in 4 times. I already used 2.5 times now.
我太太问我说，你要这本小书，你要到底要讲几次道啊？我说我大概讲4次，但是我现在已经讲完2次半了。
You see, the next frame said they begin to discover.That the king is passionate and loving.
于是他们就发现，就说国王又慈爱又怜悯。
And he feeds them with his good food every day.
他用美食日日喂养他们。
Shall we turn to Psalm 34, please?
让我们来看诗篇第34篇。
Psalm 34, verse 8.
诗篇34篇第8节。
This is a very familiar one. I think I preached that upon.More often than some other scriptures.
我相信这实在是一个很熟悉的经节，我常常讲到这个。
But I wouldn't mind using it again as encouragement.
但是我今天我要再一次讲，来鼓励各位。
Psalm 34.
诗篇第34篇。
Verse 8 says.
第八节
说。O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善，投靠他的人有福了。
How good is the Lord?
主有多好呢?
We have a song that says, God is so good, God is so good, and He is good to me.
我们有一首小孩的诗歌说，神实在是好，实在是好，因为他对我好。
You see, God is good and God is good to me is different thing, are different things.
你知道这是两件事，神很好是一回事，但神对我很好又是另外一回事。
Totally different.
这完完全全不一样。
We know God is good, we don't have to taste it.
我们知道神是好的，我们也用不着去尝试。
But only when you taste Him that you know He is good to you.
但是只有你在那里去尝尝他的美善的时候，你才知道他有多好。
And then when we say He is good, we mean something.
然后我们在说他是好的时候，我们就实在是知道，我们是里面知道他好。
You know, we can say that the United States is big.
我们可以说，美国很大。
But then it's different than you say from Kansas City to Atlanta or somewhere. I've never been to Kansas City. I'm not saying what I know.
也许说从Kansas City 一直到那个到 Atlanta 什么地方，那边怎么很大？可是我从来没去过那里，我根本不知道。
I intended that way because you realize how empty my words were when we say that.
你看我刚刚在那里结结巴巴的说，你就看到我讲的话很空，因为我根本不知道那个地方。
But I can tell you how good Cornell is.
可是我可以告诉你康奈尔大学有多好。
I can tell you how beautiful Ithaca is.
我可以告诉你在 Ithaca 那个小城有多美。
I can tell you how magnificent those winter pillars, the ice pillars, those icicles are.
我可以告诉你在那里那个冬天的时候那个垂下来的冰柱有多漂亮。
I can tell you how gorgeous are the canyons and the Finger Lakes.
我可以告诉你在那里那些湖有多漂亮在那个地方。
Because I've been there.
因为我到过那里。
I spent 5 years.
因为我在那里占有5年的时间在那里。
Dear brother and sister, how much time have you spent with the Lord in the Bible?
弟兄姊妹们，你在神的话中你花了多少时间呢？
I'm sure you all agree that God is good.
我相信你们都相信神是好的。
But how much can you tell He is good?
但是你能够知道多少他到底是怎么个好呢？
Can you tell others?
你能不能告诉别人他怎么个好法呢？
Can you meditate on Him and find out His goodness and enjoy it?
你能不能在那里心里默想他有多好，然后在那里享受的不得了呢？
When we come to worship, just as we did this morning, how much do you really worship Him?
就像来到我们今天，我们来到这里，我们在那敬拜神，你能够有多少心里面有多少？ 是真正在那敬拜呢？
It depends on how much you really know him.
你实在是在那里是因为看你知道他认识他有多少来决定。
When you say I love him, do you really mean it?
当你说我爱你，我爱他，你是不是真的是这样这个意思呢？
Oh, when you say I bow down and worship you, do you really mean it?
当你说我在这里要服服敬拜你，你是不是真的这个意思呢？
I find sometimes it's interesting that we all stand up and sing those worship songs, and we bow down and worship you. We didn't.
我常常很好玩，因为我们常常都是站在那里站起来唱，说我们服服敬拜你，但我们并没有服服敬拜。
But actually, some people did bow down and worship him before he wrote that song.
但是您知道，那些写这样的诗歌的人，的确他们在神面前的确是在那里服服在地上敬拜，然后才写得出这样的诗歌。
The psalmist said, "Oh, taste the Lord and know that He is good."
在这里作诗人说，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善。
Taste Him. How do you taste Him?
他说你要尝一尝，你怎么尝呢？
How do you taste him?
你怎么尝呢?
Jesus said, my meat, you can, my meat is edible.
耶稣说我的肉是可以吃的。
My blood is drinkable.
因为我的血是可喝的。
You can drink of my blood.
你可以喝我的血。
You can eat of my meat.
你可以吃我的肉。
How?
这怎么弄呢?
We say how?
我们说怎么行呢?
Those people in the gospel, the time of gospel, they stumble because they don't understand Jesus' words.
在那个时代里头，他们就听不懂耶稣这个话，所以他们都跌倒。
Jesus said, "My word is the spirit, and my word is life."
因为在那里说，我的话就是生命，我的话就是灵。
And indeed, His word nourish feeds our spirit.
的确，他的话在那里就可以喂养我们里面的生命。
Have you had this experience when you really cast down, you burden, you're so depressed?
你有没有这样的经验？当你实在是心情沉重的不得了，在那里简直是不知道该怎么办了。
Let me tell you, a movie won't cheer you up.
我跟你说，如果你去看一场电影，没办法让你很高兴。
A sports game can only make you tired, maybe sleep better.
也许你去打一场球，只会让你累了，就是好好睡一下子。
It won't give you the strength.
但是没有办法给你里面的力量。
If you come to the Word of God.
但是你来到主的话里面。
You know, I admire those people in the Gideon society.
我实在是很佩服那个基甸会那个送圣经的。
They send so many Bibles to all the hotels.
他们把圣经都送给那么多的旅馆里面。
You know, the Gideon Bible has a character. Whether you know it or not, I can tell you.
你有没有注意到基甸会送出来的圣经有一个特征
？They always has a leaf, or information for you to use.
那里面总是有一部分你是是一个资料你可以用的。
Not the telephone numbers. You can call so and so when you're feeling bad, you're feeling downcast. You can call so and so. No, not the hotline numbers.
并不是给你一些热线的号码，说或者说什么人你可以打电话，如果你心里觉得心灵空虚不高兴。
It's better than hotline.
那是比那个热线还更好的。
It tells you the scripture where you can find help.
在那里，他告诉你你怎么样可以从哪些经节里面能够得到帮助。
I'm very sympathetic.To those people who are not familiar with the Bible and yet need to find something helpful and an urgent.
那我实在是很难受。有些人实在是很需要在那里要找到圣经节来帮助，得到帮助，但是他找不到。
You know, when you are downcast, you read, for instance, 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
也许若是你在那里真的心情沉重的时候，也许你试试看读哥林多后书第二章。
I'm sorry, Corinthians chapter 1.
第一章。
You know, Paul was telling him that, there are two experiences he has.
在那里保罗告诉有两个经历，他有的两个经历。
One is receiving comfort.
一个是接受安慰。
The other is suffering.
另外一个是受苦。
But he put it such a nice way that he said, our suffering is meant for your comfort.
但是他那里写的那么好，他说我们受苦是为了你们得安慰。
And then he said, if we are confident, that you may be confident also.
他说这样我们得到安慰的时候，于是你们也能同样得到安慰。
He's putting all the burden on himself.
因为他把这一切的重担放在他自己身上。
He said, whatever going wrong with me is so that you may be confident. You, when you come through this experience and difficulty, you know Paul has suffered it. I have suffered it.I'm through. I'm well in one piece. God is graceful. Be in good cheer.
当你们在那受苦的时候，你们知道保罗也曾经这样的受苦，而他这样受苦过来的时候，让我们也能他们得到安慰，让我也能得到安慰。
Think back of Paul's problem. I don't see anybody has greater problem than he has.
我们如果想一想保罗他所经过的困难，我想我们很少有人能像保罗那样的大的困难。
But he's always cheerful and he's always positive.
但是他总是那么样子很正面的，他总是那么样子很喜乐。
He said, "Whenever I'm weak, I'm strong in the Lord."
他说我软弱的时候，我就在主里面坚强。
And I'm sure many of us today need encouragement like that.
我相信今天我们很多人都需要这样的鼓励。
And Paul said, when we are comforted, is that you may be comforted too.
于是在那保罗说，说我们得到安慰，所以你们也能够得到安慰。
Dear brothers and sisters, these are the way to taste of the word of God.
那弟兄姊妹们，这就是我们怎么样可以来尝主恩的滋味。
When you taste of Him, you will agree with the psalmist.That he is good.
当你这样尝过之后，你就必须要同意这个解释的人说他实在是美善。
And your spiritual taste, your spiritual, your desire will be opened.
然后你这时候你属灵的胃口，你的这个就会增加。
Well, let me tell you, you are being drawn to him.
弟兄姊妹们，于是你就被他吸引。
And you begin your spiritual devotional life.
然后你开始你在你的属灵上面的你的灵修的生活。
You know what it say here? He said he fed them with good food every day.
您看这里，他说他每天每天给他们吃好的东西。
Until they know that he is their best friend.
一直整到他知道他是他最好的朋友。
His best friend.
是他最好的朋友。
What did we just sang?
我们刚刚我们唱了什么呢？
He is my brother. Though a king, he's a brother to me.
他说，虽然他是一个王，贵为王的那样的一个人，但是他是我们的兄弟。
What did we sing? We said, Hallelujah! What a friend!
我们刚刚唱说 ，Hallelujah! 他是怎么样的一个好的朋友
？Hallelujah! What a savior! Hallelujah! What a friend!
他说 ，Hallelujah! 他是如何的一个救主？他又是如何好的一个朋友
？I felt that.Shirley took my line before I have a chance.
我觉得 Shirley 大概把我要讲的已经先唱出来了。
You see, the Spirit moved us to tell you that.
因为这实在是同一个灵感动我们这样子来唱来说。
If you really taste of Him and if you're fed upon by Him, you know He's your best friend.
当你在那里尝他的滋味，然后你在那里与他同在的时候，你就知道他是你最好的朋友。
You know you can trust Him.
你可以完全的信靠他。
Totally trust him.
完完全全的信靠他。
And give yourself to him.
而且把你自己给他。
Let him control you.
让他来控制你，来管你。
Let him take your life.
让他来管辖你的生命。
We have been preaching on Romans chapter 12 often and often.
我们常常讲到了罗马书第十二章的事情。
It says, brothers, I beseech you with the love of God.
他说，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲怜悯来，我们一起来读。
It never bothered me to read that too much.I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈爱劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁，是神所喜悦的。
And in Psalm 34 it says, Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
因为在那里诗篇里再一次说你来尝尝主恩的滋味便知道他是美善。在主里面
信
靠到他的人是有福的。
You see, to taste of his goodness is to trust him.
你知道你尝了他的美善之后你就可以来信靠他。
To know him is to love him.
然后你认识他了以后你就能够爱他。
This is what the psalmist is urging us to do.
这就是诗篇的写诗的人叫我们来鼓励我们这样做的。
You know, why do some of us can make a commitment to the Lord more than other people?
为什么有些人能够对神能更多的摆上呢？
Because he trusts him more.
因为他实在是信靠神更多。
You know, until that day, God really never put a burden on us.
你知道吗？一直到这个阶段，神还从来没有把任何的重担加在我们身上。
Many Christians has never achieved.At a total dedication offering to the Lord Himself.
有很多基督徒从还没有经过到这一段，就是将自己完全献给神的这个阶段。
They want to taste the goodness of God.
他们愿意尝主恩的滋味。
They want to see His protection.
他们也渴望神的保护。
They want His love.
也希望也要神的爱。
And they want His guidance and wisdom and everything.
也要神的指引，也要神的智慧，所有的事情。
I don't want to miss the will of God. He meant it because he thinks all will of God is good to him.
因为他能说，我不要违反神的旨意，因为他心里面的了解是神的旨意，一切都是好的，为了他都是好的。
He has never known the training yet.
因为他还没有真正尝到那个训练的那一部分。
Oh, how it burdens my heart to say this.
因为我实在是心里面有很大的重担要这样讲。
But this is only the elementary school.
因为我这只是一个小学开端。
There's yet to learn.
因为还有很多很多我们要学的。
Next frame, please.
下一个。
After the horse is thoroughly trained, a the king's goodness.
当时当这马真的是完完全全知道神这个国王有多好以后。
And decided to trust him totally.
然后决定要完完全全的信靠他。
All of a sudden it seemed to change.
突然一下子好像事情就不一样了。
It seems as if that God is no longer good to them.
好像神好像对他不那么好了。
Because there's a purpose. The king wants to break their stubborn will.
因为在那里开始有一个目的，因为王要将这个马的这个意志能够折服。
Some of the more experienced people will say this is cross.
有些比较有经历的弟兄姊妹会说，这就是十字架。
And I would like to equate them as a training.
我在这里只想讲，它是一个训练。
The purpose of it is so that we may have a total submission through and through.
因为它的目的也是就让我们能够在神面前能够完完全全的一步一步的更加信靠他。
You know, I know of a story, a brother who served the Lord, and he related to us when we were first coming to serve him as a full-time servant.
我记得当我们刚刚出来全时间服侍主的时候，有一位弟兄这样子跟我们分享。
And this is an interesting brother. He said when he was called to serve the Lord.
这位弟兄很有意思，他说他自己刚刚被呼召出来服侍主的时候。
And he was so hot, so zealous. He said, "Lord, I love you. I want to give my life to you totally."
他是那样子热心，他说主啊，我爱你，我要把我的生命全部给你。
He said, "My life is all yours. I don't want to have anything to the world."
他说我的一切全是你的，我在世上不要有任何事情，不要有任何的。
All my future is in your hands.
我整个将来都在你的手上。
So he said, "I decided." To follow him.
所以他说我就决定我要跟随他。
And he made a vow, he made a decision saying goodbye to the world.
他就一直在那里，他就决定了，他那里发誓，他说世界啊，再见吧。
And the next day he went to the training camp.
第二天他就到达了训练营。
The brother came to say, the brother, a very famous, very mature brother, spoke to those young men.
在那里有一个有一个比很属灵上很成熟的一个弟兄跟他们说。
I don't want to say his name because everyone will think that I have given too much credit to this person.
我不愿意再说什么因为我要再提他的名字，也许你们又觉得我说他太好了。
And he began with a very stern and sincere voice.
他用一个很坚定而又很严厉的一个语气说。
He said, "I wonder why you are here today."
他说我知道你为什么今天在这里。
No, he said, "I wonder why you are here."
他说我不懂为什么你今天在这里。
I don't see why you need to come here.
我不觉得你需要来这里。
He said, "You have made a wrong choice."
他说你算是做了一个。我想你们大概是实在是做错了，走错了路。
You have done a very foolish thing.
你们做了一件很愚笨的事情。
You have given up all the goodness in the world.
因为你们将世上一切所有的好处都已经丢下。
And come to serve a man of Nazareth.
来到在这里要服侍一个拿撒勒人。
Whose share for you is suffering and pain.
他要给你们的不过就是苦难，就是痛苦。
What you have committed to him is that he may do anything he wants to you.
因为当你们这样子向他投靠的时候，你们就是将你就他就给他他就可以在你们生活上生命上做任何的事情。
He said, "Go back."
于是这个人就说，你们都回去吧。
And if you want to go back, please do it now.
若是你们还要想回去，赶快现在走吧。
It's still time.
现在还有时间。
If you committed one more this today.There's no way you can return.
但是就是今天你们已经不走了，在这里你要奉献的话，你就一辈子就完了。
You know what this brother who told me the story said?
你知道吗？当这个弟兄告诉我这个故事的时候，他怎么说呢
？He said, "This is very interesting." He said, "If I knew that, brother, if I knew it only yesterday, I wouldn't have come today."
他说：“若是我昨天听到这些话。”我今天就不会来了。
But since I decided to come, it's too late now.
但是我已经决定我要来了，已经太晚了。
Hallelujah! These are the ones that the Lord can really do things with them.
Hallelujah! 只有这样子的人，神才能在他身上开始做事情。
God doesn't mean evil to us.
神并不是要故意要给在我们身上这个做些坏事。
But He must subdue our human nature, our sinful nature.
但是他必须要将我们这个有罪的本性在那里能够先折服。
Dear brother and sister, what does that relate to you?
弟兄姊妹们，这个跟你有什么关系呢？
When you begin to realize that you love the Lord more, and you have done according to what Peter says, give yourself to the Lord, the way chapter 12 of Romans says,
弟兄姊妹们，当你们说我很爱神，我现在要把我自己奉献给神，就像像这在那个罗马书十二章里所说的，将我自己奉献了。
What does that mean?
这什么意思呢？
You're going to face reality.
你这时候你就开始真正要面对现实了。
That the Christian way is not all roses.
因为在做基督徒的这个路上，不是一路都是花香长漫。
There are difficulties.
因为的确有困难。
But all these difficulties what God has given you is meant for a purpose.
但是所有这些神所给你的这些难处都是有他的目的。
That you may always say yes to him.
这样子来训练你永远对着他说是的。
Have you realized some of the good songs that we have sang?
你有没有注意到有些很好的诗歌我们唱过的？
He said, to God's will I always say yes, to Satan I say no.
对着神我永远说是，对着撒旦我永远说不。
How could anybody be like that?
怎么可能有人是可以这样做呢？
You know,He or she has been trained.
你就知道这个人是曾经经过训练的。
These are the ones God can use.
这些人是神可以用的。
These are the ones God will use.
这些人也是神也可以神要用的。
You see, this process of training is not easy.
因为这一段训练的过程不是那么容易。
It's painful for the horse and for the trainer.
因为这个程序对那个训练的人跟那些马都是很痛苦的。
Do we have a scripture to support that?
我们是不是在这里可以找到一节圣经节来讲到这一点呢？
You bet we do.
当然有。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
请你看希伯来书
Verse 3
希伯来书十二章第三节
It says about Jesus It says For consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against himself lest ye be weary and faint in your mind
第三章第
第十二章第三节 Chapter 12 verse 3
第十二章第三节那忍受那忍受罪人这样顶撞的你们要思想免得疲倦灰心
Have you ever put yourself in a position as the one who contradicts our Lord?
你们有没有有过这样的经历是受罪人顶撞
No, have you put yourself in a position as sinners to contradict your Lord?
你有没有经过这样子你是一个罪人然后你来顶撞神
你有没有想到
你是这样子罪人
You see, when we talk about cross, somebody gave an illustration. He said, my will is this, and God's will is this.
Okay. 有些人就讲说这个十字架什么意思呢？是说我的意思是这个，而神的意思是这个。
And it cannot pass through.
而这个就没有办法通过。
And if my will is it, God's will is this going through.
但是若是我的意思是这样，但是神能够从我的意思中能够通过，那这就是十字架。
Dear brother and sister, we always thought that We suffer for God's will.
我们常常说，我们是因为神的旨意，我们来在这里受苦。
Our idea isn't from God, therefore we suffer.
那么，既然我们这个意思不是从神来的，所以我们要受苦。
Have you realized that God suffers because His will is not your will?
你有没有想到，神在那里受苦，因为你在做的事情不是他的意思。
Have you realized that?
你有没有想到这一点
？Why should He the one always be giving up?
为什么你一定是要神那边让那边让步呢
Why should he always yield?
为什么总是要神让步呢
But let me tell you, he yields more often than you do.
让我来告诉你神实在是常常的让步比我们让步的多
I know from experience.
因为我实在是从经历里面可以知道
Because the way I serve the Lord in the church, I begin to yield more and more to people's will.
因为我在教会里面服事所以我就开始学习怎么样能够更多的来让步。
I found out those who serve with me more often has a stronger will than I do.
我也发现有很多跟我一起服侍的有比我更他的那个意志比我还更强。
And I begin to say, Lord, although I think I have your will, but you have yielded. So will I.
于是我就说主，我知道这不是你的意思，但是你曾经这样让步过，所以我在这里我也让步。
Now what I said, although I believe I have your will, but since your will also yield.
我相信我在这里我是照着你的意思但是既然你的意思是让步所以我也让步。
I have yielded many times.
我让步常常是让步。
Maybe not enough yet.
也许还不够。
But dear brother and sister, this is the way the Lord trains us.
但是你知道这就是神怎么样来训练我就是这样训练。
That we are willing to yield.
当我们愿意这样子让步。
To God and to man.
对着神对着人都愿意让步。
I speak to those who have a spiritual eye to hear the difference.
我在这里想
要
对那些有这个属灵的耳朵能够听得出这个不同的。
May I repeat it again?
我能不能再说一次？
God trains us to yield.
神训练我们，让我们能够愿意放弃，愿意让步。
We learn to yield to God and learn to yield to people.
我们学习对着神让步，也对人让步。
So that His will may be in us.
这样子，他的旨意才会在我们身上。
I don't know how to explain this further.
我不知道怎么样，我能再解释的更深。
But those who have ear, have the spiritual ear, shall hear.
但是有耳能听的就能听到。
I think I must finish soon.
我想我应该马上结束。
I'm sorry, I didn't finish the way I intended to finish.
我没有照我想象的那样子结束。
But if I keep preaching, you're thinking you're suffering a cross.
如果是我要继续在讲的话，我想你们大概是在受着十字架的这个。受苦了。
Please don't take preaching as a cross to you.
所以希望不要把这个听道当做一个十字架。
You know, the horse will learn to obey.
这个马在那里可以学习怎么样来顺从。
Learn to trust.
顺服来信靠。
And until the slightest tug from the rein was transmitted to them and they obeyed.
一直等到在那个缰绳上那边轻轻的那一拉，他就马上能够听话，马上能够顺服。
Dear brother and sister, who are those that are willing to suffer for the Lord, for the loss?
只有那些愿意为神在那里放弃一切的。
Dear brother and sister, today he is calling you and I to give him a chance.
今天他在这里就向我们呼召，给他一个机会。
Indeed, it's also our chance.
的确，这也是我们的一个机会，来学。
You may say my family is a cross.
你也许说我的家庭是我的十字架。
My home meeting is a cross. I had to go, but I don't really enjoy it.
也许我的这个分家聚会是我的十字架，因为我非去不可，但是我又不太高兴。
I may say those who serve with me are the cross to me.
也许说跟我一起服侍的那些人是我的十字架。
I may even say the company became a cross to me.
也许说我这个我的公司。我做事的公司变成对我来讲变成一个十字架。
I say, you may say, I really don't want to live the way I do today.
或者你说我对我今天这样过的日子过的生活我不满意。
The whole life is a cross.
这整个生命这生活对我来讲是个十字架。
You know, I wish I have thousands and millions of dollars, but I don't. It's a drag of life to me.
也就是说我愿意要有千千万的这个财产，那么我现在没有这个生活实在是没意思。
Please, brother and sister, please take notice.
但是弟兄姊妹们，请你这样注意。
This in itself will not become a cross.
这些事情本身不会变成十字架。
If it were not for two basic requirements.
若不是能够符合这两个条件的话。
First of all.
第一个。
You have to understand that God has a purpose in it.
第一个，神要有他的旨意在那里。
Second.
第二个。
You're willing.
是不是你愿意？
Without these two prerequisites, all these are just sufferings, they're not cross.
若是没有这两个因素在里面的话，这些只是受苦，而不是十字架。
Because it will not polish your life.
因为这个不能够将你的生命能够让它更完美。
It will not change your life.
因为也没办法将你的生命改变。
It will not teach you to love God.
也没有办法教导你怎么样去爱神。
It will not teach you to learn of Him.
也没办法在那里能够让你学到他。
And your life cannot imitate after Him.
因为你的生命没有办法模仿他。
All those suffering will only make you pain.
所有那些受苦只会让你觉得很痛苦。
It didn't bring you glory.
但是没有将荣耀带来。
However.
但是。
If you have a desire, you say to the Lord, Lord, because I know your goodness, I believe everything you have been given, everything you have been given to me was through the measure of your hand.
但是若是你说主啊，我知道所有事情在那里要临到我的，都是经过你手这么量出来给我的。
I trust your kindness.
我相信你是慈爱。
I don't doubt it.
我就不怀疑。
Therefore, I would say, Lord, please have mercy on me.
所以然后就说主啊，求你给我恩惠。给我恩典。
Then you find out in those suffering there's a purpose.
然后你就发现那些受苦里面有一个目的。
That you may be changed.
然后我们就可以从那里得到改变。
That you may learn of God.
然后你才能够学到神。
Imitate of Him.
然后来模仿他的样式。
Truly, as Jesus said, pick up your burden, pick up your cross and follow me.
的确，神说，拿起你的十字架来跟随我。
And Jesus also said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
但是神又说，我的轭是轻省的，我的担子是轻省的，我的轭是容易的。
I see some people are nodding.
我看到有些人在点头，因为你知道我想什么意思。
Some of you may not even understand what I'm talking about.
也许你们不太了解我讲什么。
But please listen again.
但是请你再听一次。
Your willingness
你的愿意
submission,
跟你的顺服
you're saying that God, I know there's a purpose for me.
当你向神说说神我知道这里面有一个目的你有一个目的
I need to find it.
我需要找到这个目的
then your suffering means something to you.
然后你的受苦才有意义
that will change into your glory.
因为那个受苦才能够改变成为你的荣耀
You see, may I say it again? Two things I said. One is there must be a purpose.
我要讲的两点事情，一个是必须那里有一个目的。
Second, that you must be willing.
第二个是要我们自己心甘情愿的去接受。
You must find the meaning.
你必须要先找到那个目的。
And you must be willing.
然后呢，要有情愿去接受。
And then the cross will make sense.
然后十字架才有它的意义。
Look at Jesus.
我们看看耶稣。
He knows what the cross meant for him.
他知道那个十字架是什么意义。
And he's willing.
而他就心甘情愿地去接受。
And that is the true cross.
这就是一个这才是真实的十字架。
If you take God's will out of his dying on two pieces of wood.
若是你将这个意义把这个受死的意义除去的话。
Then he died for nothing.
他死了就毫无价值。
If you take the willingness out of him,
若是你将这个耶稣的他的这个心甘情愿这一点能拿除去的话
，then it really doesn't make sense why that God has to punish his son.
这样就看不出来到底有什么意义，因为神在那里毫无原因的要来处罚他自己的儿子。
You see, Jesus himself, when he goes through the cross, he did pray.
你看耶稣在那里要经过十架的时候，他自己在祷告。
He prayed that it, your will be done.
他在那里说你的旨意，但求你的旨意我成就。
And he said, I am willing.
他说我愿意。
You see, that's the secret of cross.
这就是十字架的一个的秘密。
And you see, using it to our to today's experience.
我们将它用在我们今天的这个经历上面。
Whatever you do.
不管你做任何一件事
you may find a purpose with God in you.
你也许可以找到神在那件事上面给你的一个目的
All the things that happen to, not to your pleasure,
有很多事情不在那里不是让你很开心的
only is a means to show your willingness.
在那里是要让你有一个机会表现你是甘心乐意接受
Just as all these horses are drawn here,
就像这些马一样
they have to learn to obey.
他们必须要学习怎么样来顺服
Some justCouldn't take it and left.
有些人受不了，有些马受不了就跑了。
But some, because beholding a future,
因为但有些人实在是远远看到他那个目的
and see the glory,
而看到那将来的荣耀。
They take the chastisement willingly.
于是他们就将这个神的管教那样子心甘情愿的接受。
I have many, many things to preach again.
我有很多很多事情想要再在这里讲。
Next time we're going to preach on that trust him.And he will trust you.
下一次我们要讲到，若是你信靠他的话，他也会将他的信靠放在你身上。
Have you realized that one day Jesus trusts you?
你有没有想到，有一天神要来，要信靠你，要有事情托你
？Have you realized that one day Jesus had to trust his disciples?
你有没有想到，到了有一天，耶稣他要将他自己交给门徒，他必须要信任门徒。
And the Lord is training us for a purpose so that He can trust us.
神要训练我们有一个目的，到一个地步，他可以信任我们。
Have you been working in companies before?
你们有没有你们在公司里头做事啊
？They need to train you so that they can trust you.
他需要训练你，然后他才能够信得过你。
If that's the case, how much we need to suffer? We need to learn.
那么如果也是这样子的话，那么我们是要经过多少的苦难，要经过多少的训练
？But I shouldn't start that.
但是我们不要开始。
Indeed, this will become a cross for you.
不然的话，真的变成十字架了。
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
朋友，你在《活在耶稣里》福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？《活在耶稣里》事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。